Here's check on stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. From the National Weather Service, they say Wednesday through Monday, a combination of snowmelt, frozen ground, and rainfall could lead to runoff into rivers and streams from Thursday into Friday. The runoff may allow for a river or ice to break up in some areas, which may cause ice jams and lead to localized flooding for Thursday evening into Friday. A flood watch may be needed. In addition, some gusty southerly winds are expected Thursday night across higher elevations. That may lead to some downed trees and power lines. A wind advisory may be needed across parts of the area for that night. But today, a mostly sunny day, a high near 41. We'll check the details on that tri-state forecast from Pat Pagano coming your way in just a few moments. In stories that we're following, Connecticut school boards will have the next 2 weeks to decide if students get masked or unmasked in their school systems, according to Governor Ned Lamont yesterday. The governor reaffirmed reporters his administration plans to lift the statewide school mask mandate and shift decision-making to the local level February 28th, as he previously pledged. A spokesman for the State Department of Public Health said updated guidance for school districts will be issued in the coming days. Lamont signed a special act on Tuesday that extended provisions of a select few of the remaining COVID-19 executive orders, including one retaining state authority to impose masking requirements and other public health precautions in schools and childcare settings through June 30th. A strange story and disturbing story out of Saugerties, New York. More than 2 years after she disappeared, a six-year-old girl was found stashed under the staircase in a home in Saugerties. The case broke Monday night when a detective pried open the staircase and found Paisley Schultes in a small, cold, and wet secret room where she was hiding with her biological non-custodial mother in a Fawn Road home, according to Town of Saugerties police. Police arrested her biological parents, who did not have custody of her and has been suspected of abducting her. Saugerties police initially said she disappeared in Cayuga Heights in Tompkins County, but Cayuga Heights police said that was untrue. Saugerties police said in a Facebook post in 2020 that she went missing in Spencer in Tioga County. Saugerties police later confirmed she disappeared in Spencer. Police said the investigation is ongoing and more arrests are pending. She was taken into police station, where she was met by paramedics and Diaz ambulance personnel. She was in good health and released to her legal guardian, according to police. This should have a shake-up effect in Dutchess County. The governor is mulling appointing a new Dutchess sheriff. GOP leaders want their candidate promoted. Who will be the next Dutchess County sheriff? Well, the full answer will come at the polls in November, but the interim answer is playing out through political barbs and a potential shake-up of the sheriff's office. Longtime Undersheriff Kirk Imperiotti has been leading the department since Adrian Butch Anderson passed away in September during a 22-year run as sheriff. Anderson, who was first elected sheriff in 1999, was 73. Imperiotti is running for the elected position this fall, but his time in the top spot might not be steady until then. The governor is considering recommending an appointment for someone to serve as sheriff for the rest of the year, and it might not be Imperiotti. He said Deputy Sheriff Adrian Licardi told him her name came up as a possible appointee for acting sheriff. When an elected sheriff dies during a term in office, state law allows the governor to recommend an appointee, which must be approved by the state senate, to serve as sheriff until another election is held for office. Hochul, a Democrat, has not made her plans known about the possibility of appointing an interim sheriff. If you're healthy and vaccinated, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health says you can now shed that mask indoors, with some exceptions. As COVID-19 cases are falling across the state, the Department of Public Health has loosened its mask guidance. At the start of the Omicron surge in December, they advised vaccinated and unvaccinated residents to wear face coverings indoors. That guidance changed yesterday when the department updated its advisory to advise that only people at high risk, those protecting someone at high risk, and unvaccinated people wear masks. The new guidance reads, they now advise that a fully vaccinated person should wear a mask or face covering when indoors and not in your own home, if you have a weakened immune system, if you're at increased risk for severe disease because of your age or an underlying medical condition, or if someone in your household has a weakened immune system and has an increased risk for severe disease or is unvaccinated. Masks still will be required in certain settings, including on transportation and in healthcare facilities. The Great Barrington voters will have a chance to weigh in for the B&B and rentals. In January, the board voted to make a general bylaw rather than a zoning bylaw. A zoning bylaw would require a supermajority, two-thirds vote at an annual town meeting. While at a select board meeting on Monday evening, also made other tweaks to a proposed short-term rental bylaw. It voted 3-1 for a 90-day cap on Airbnb-style renting. The State Ethics Commission forced board member Eric Gabriel to recuse himself from the debate because it said the possibility of a future conflict of interest with his owning a number of long-term rental properties, Gabriel told the Berkshire Eagle. The board will continue to work through the remaining sections of the bylaw at its next meeting, and the public will have another chance to speak. The board can still go back and make changes, but voters will have the final say at the annual town meeting in June. Bard College has received a $150,000 grant from the George Alden Trust to support teaching and research in the Division of Science, Mathematics, and Computing. That grant from the Allen Trust to acquire an upgraded gas chromatograph mass spectrometer in order to support the continuity and growth of ongoing curricular and research projects within the Division of Science, Mathematics, and Computing at Bard. The new instrument, with its expanded analytical capabilities, is an essential component of the 5-year infrastructure and implementation plan created by the chemistry and biochemistry program. Let's take a look at some local meetings coming up in our tri-state region for today. In Salisbury, at 5 p.m., the track committee will meet. At 5:30, the Economic Development Commission will meet. At 5:30, the Salisbury Fire Commission also meets tonight. Coming up tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning, a special joint meeting of the Inland Wetlands Commission and Planning and Zoning. At 5:30 tomorrow, Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission. In Cornwall tonight at 4:15, the Board of Education meeting, Zoom, ESSO in the Cornwall Consolidated School Library. And coming up at 7 p.m. tonight, the Emergency Preparedness Forum via Zoom, that is virtual. And coming up tomorrow, the Board of Finance has their meeting via Zoom at 7 p.m. in Cornwall. Also coming up tomorrow in Northeast New York, a Zoning Board of Appeals has their meeting. That comes up tomorrow, as we said, in the town of Northeast. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find tapas. You'll also find specials every night and an expanded menu. Interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 34,988.84, the NASDAQ at 14,139.76, and the S&P 500 at 4471.07. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.